Now, Australians are wasting billions of dollars on unnecessary superannuation charges, according to a report put out by the Productivity Commission. The common practice of switching accounts is leaving people with higher rates, insurance they may not need, and lower balances when they enter retirement. Economic correspondent Brendan Coates from the Grattan Institute joins us on the line now to tell us a bit more. Welcome, Brendan.
Good morning.
Now, why are we paying more than we have to with our superannuation?
Well, I think the main reason we're paying more than we have to is that we're pretty disengaged. The super system's set up in a way that you really need to, you're expected to take an interest in super, which is a strange thing for anyone, I think, under the age of 50. Actively choose a fund, and then you've got to go through as you change jobs and make sure you consolidate all your accounts. And so when you've got a system where people have to make choices, but also the benefits that you're going to get from superannuation are so far into the future, it's not until you retire at age 60, age 65, that you end up with a situation where people don't really think about it very much. Often the main emotion when it comes to superannuation and retirement is often fear that you're not going to have enough. And so the combination of the fact it's a long way into the future, you might be a bit worried about it, means you just don't want to think about it, you put it off, and then you pay higher fees through your whole life and end up with a smaller super balance than you should.
Now, what types of super accounts aren't pulling their weight?
Well, so the Productivity Commission identified a couple of problems. The big one is that about 5 million super accounts, or a bit under a third of all super accounts in the country, are in what they call low-performing funds. So these are funds that are performing much worse than, standard benchmarks of performance would suggest that they should. About half the performers are in retail funds and a third are in industry funds. Now, the Productivity Commission wouldn't say which funds they were, because one of the reasons things they're trying to avoid is, people seeing, hey, my super fund's on this list of low performers, I'm going to get out of it straight away, and then they have a whole bunch of withdrawals from the fund and it causes big problems. So instead, what they've recommended doing is trying to get people, when they shift jobs, to instead of having to open up a new default fund, to basically be able to get a drop-down list from the ATO when you go to the ATO's website to sign up for a fund that will basically give you the 10 top-performing funds. And they still have to work out in the next stage of the research exactly how they will do that. But what it will mean is that people will actually choose a fund from a subset list of those that are recommended as performing really well, as opposed to at the moment that you basically just default into a super fund when you just either start your first job at 17 or... you might switch to a new job and just take that fund and then try to roll money both over into it, and then you end up with multiple accounts. So it'll mean that people are choosing actively from a subset of good funds, one that works for them, and then that will drive more competition in the sector as super funds basically try to compete by offering lower fees to get onto that list.
Now, that's something you mentioned there that happened to me when I was 17, when I got my first part-time job, and I was receiving super just into a default fund, and it sort of just kind of got eroded by fees and all this extraneous stuff that they were taking out of that money that I was entitled to, essentially. Is there any way that I can get any of that back, or is that just kind of gone now, and if only I'd done things differently?
I think, so if you've paid fees in the past, you're unlikely to be able to get them back. And it is actually one of the damning things about the Productivity Commission research. So they estimate that roughly one-third of accounts are unintended multiple accounts. So, as you say, you start your career, you get a new default account for each of the jobs that you start with. And you see this in the research that shows that, for people aged 18 to 25, by then about a third of people have at least two accounts. And a third of people keep having at least two accounts all the way through to their 60. So people have multiple accounts. Some will try to consolidate them, but a lot of people leave them for 30, 40 years. And so you're paying fees to two different accounts. You're often paying insurance to two different accounts, right up until the point you kind of go, well, hang on, I really need to think actively about my retirement, which normally happens when you're in your 50s. And by then they've been paying those extra fees for their whole life. And the Productivity Commission recommends... estimates that those unintended multiple accounts cost super fund members about $2 billion a year in insurance premiums, about $700 million in extra admin fees. So that's more than 10% of the fees that are being collected each year from superannuation.
It sure is a lot of money. Is anything going to change that coming out of this report, or is it just about trying to educate Australians so we can make better decisions going forward?
Look, I think we've reached the point where we now know that just trying to educate people and prompt people to make these choices without helping them is not going to work. Like, I think that's probably the main failure of the superannuation sector since it was started up, you know, with the super guarantee in the late 80s, is that people are disengaged. And, you know, we've been making marginal steps to make it a bit easier to say, choose your own fund rather than the default fund when you start a job. Most people can now do that. So if you are listening and you were thinking about that, yes, you can choose a fund. You don't have to choose the employer, the one the employer has picked for you. I think it's now recognised that we need to go further and actively help people to make these choices. With this drop-down list, that'll basically give people an option of the top 10 funds to choose. And also, more importantly, as you change jobs, by default, you'll stay in your existing fund. Whereas at the moment, when you start a new job, you default into creating a new super account with whoever that your employer has decided is the right fund for you. And that's how you end up with multiple accounts that you then have to try to consolidate. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I was trying to consolidate four or five accounts from uni jobs. And, you know, back then it was paper. You used to have to write away to the fund and sign something for it to all go away. Now at least you can do it online with MyGov. It does make it easier, but we need to go further.
Wow, yeah, it's making me think, oh, I should look into my super more. Getting a bit nervous about it. But it's good that we have these talks so people can be a little more proactive on these things. So we're joined with our economic correspondent, Brendan Coates. This year's budget came with some superannuation reforms. What have they changed?
So the government's announced in the budget two main things. The first one is that they're going to remove default insurance for all new super fund members under the age of 25. Those that have balances less than $6,000, or those where, you know, the account's been inactive, where there hasn't been any contributions made in the last 13 months. And the reason they're doing that is because, well, for one, you often don't need insurance. Like, there's a lot of people out there that have got life insurance policies through superannuation when they don't have any dependents. And so, you know, if something happens to you and you claim that policy, well, who's benefiting from that if you're young and it's your parents? And that seems like, in the world that we're in, that seems a bit strange. So what they're going to do is make it so you have to opt into insurance if you're younger than 25 or have a very small balance, because we know from the research that it's the insurance premiums on multiple accounts that people have that is really eroding their balances. In fact, more so than the administration fees of just, you know, ticking the fund over and sending the paperwork out every year. So that's the main one. And what the benefit of what that will do is it will probably mean that some of the smaller funds that are, in fact, some of the least efficient. So there's this long tail of industry super funds that are fairly small. Each of them are fairly small, but as a whole, they manage a fair amount of people's money that do underperform. There are also retail funds that are larger that do underperform as well. But what it'll mean with those industry funds in particular is they'll probably start to have to consolidate. They'll have to merge because they'll miss out on that income stream from these extra fees and the insurance premiums that are currently keeping them afloat, and that would be a good thing. So there'd be more consolidation in the sector and for more funds to merge, and you get bigger, more efficient funds over time. But one thing I did want to talk briefly about was what people should do if you are worried about this. And the obvious thing is, you know, you've got to choose a super fund. Pick one of the better, larger funds that's got low fees. So we know that certain funds have larger, higher fees don't actually give a better return. If you're paying more in fees, on average, you tend to have lower returns. So if you're young, but you invest in something that's got some sort of growth balanced option, so some share of equities and growth assets. Two, consolidate all your super into one fund. So avoid paying multiple fees. The MyGov website will now present you with all the super funds that have your tax file number. That makes it really easy to do. Three, make sure you're getting paid your super guarantee. Check your super balance every year, either through your super fund online portal or through MyGov. And if you choose to start a new job, choose the existing fund that you've already set up. If you're happy with that fund, choose that fund. Most people now have the right to do that. And that will make it much less likely you end up with multiple accounts, multiple insurance premiums, or that you end up in a bad fund.
Well, that's great advice, Brendan. And you've certainly inspired me to write a note for myself to go check on my super later this morning.
He's written a note on his hand. I can verify that.
Yep.
we'll check it on air in a few months.
Excellent. That's a good idea. Thanks heaps for joining us, Brendan.
Thank you.